Yes, welcome back into the Auburn Daily Show. I'm your host, Harrison Tarr, joined today, as I am every Wednesday, by Mr. Dylan Lark. Dylan, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm doing all right. Woke up about an hour ago, so well rested after a very fun weekend that I had.
Yes, enjoyed having you in town for the Super Bowl, my man. Glad we could hang out and watch what was a great game and an interesting halftime performance. I enjoyed Rihanna. That's just my personal opinion. Got a lot to talk about here, Dylan. If you see me looking side to side, I'm doing the dual monitor setup right now, as most many of us do. Here on the Auburn Daily Show, we talk a little football, Dylan. We do a little footballing here. Some of us do a little war eagling from time to time. Let's do a little bit of both at the same time. Let's talk about some Auburn guys headed to the pros. NFL draft analyst Chad Reuter completed a mock draft in which he had a couple of interesting selections in his mock. Andrew Stefaniak, of the Auburn Daily wrote an article about it. It was earlier today, 2 hours ago, as this is coming out. I guess 3 hours ago by the time this comes out, about this selection. Derek Hall falling to the third round, taken 70th overall by the Las Vegas Raiders. And that's something interesting. And we're going to talk about a couple another pick that was in this same mock draft in Owen Papo a little bit later. But I wanted to kind of dissect this for a second here, Dylan, because there's a lot of sides to this. We're talking about a guy that, I mean, had a tremendous 2022 senior season. And a lot of people think that Derek Hall could be a late first round guy, but we've seen a lot of parity here. So how do you interpret this?
I think it's just being safe. I've heard some people say he didn't have a very good Senior Bowl performance. And I mean, I don't think the Senior Bowl is going to be that detrimental unless you just pop off. I don't think it really hurts you. I think it helps more than hurts anyone. Sure. So I think it's more of a safe call. I don't know what exactly he's seeing, but as a Panthers fan, looking at his first five picks of the draft, I'm not a huge fan of his mock draft. Got to be honest, not my favorite thing in the world. Because if Carolina gets Will Levis, I don't know what I'm going to do. But this is not a Kentucky Wildcats podcast. This is an Auburn podcast.
Talk to Lance Dahl. He'll talk the Kentucky Wildcats with you a little bit.
Yeah, I can rant to him about this. But looking at it, Derek Hall is a great player. He's the best player, best Auburn player in this draft, without a doubt. And I think putting him in the third round is kind of criminal, because you're just setting him up to be the biggest steal of the draft, putting him in the third round. That's just my opinion. You're putting him – it's the biggest steal of the draft in the third round. And I don't know who he's listening to, who he's talking to, but from my knowledge of NFL combine, NFL draft scouting, Mel Kiper is kind of like the pinnacle of NFL draft scouts, and right, he has Derek Hall in the first round, early second round, and has him as one of the best edge rushers. I think the second best edge rusher, right after, you know, Will Anderson, who's probably the best NFL draft prospect for this draft.
Right.
So I'm kind of he's wilding. That's all, like, I don't know what he's saying.
I kind of agree with you, Dylan. When you're looking at Derek Hall, you're talking about a guy that's 6'3", 256 pounds. That's what Auburn's got him listed at, what ESPN's got him listed at. 2022 in his senior season, where he lost help with Eku Leota going down, and kind of that front and that edge really kind of fell to Derek Hall, of saying, hey, you've got to be the guy to get to the quarterback. You've got to be the guy to make the big plays. And he really stepped up to the plate to do that. 60 total tackles, 41 solos, 19 assists, 6.5 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles and a pick in 2022, which those were hard to come by for Auburn. Turnovers were hard to come by for Auburn, at least in the first half of the 2022 season.
The first pick of the 2022 season, might I add.
Because that just makes perfect sense, right?
That's and Auburn for you.
I was a little surprised here, and let's keep this in mind, that we're still in the very early stages of mock drafts. I know we're not as early as when they have the way too early ones, right after the draft is completed and they start looking to the next draft class. But we're still early in the cycle, where guys haven't had their pro day yet, where guys may have played and boosted some draft stock in the Senior Bowl, like we're going to talk about Owen Papo here in a minute, and how I think that he's suddenly risen while also not really participating. So that's something to talk about here in a moment. But there's still a lot of time. These teams are going to meet with athletes. They're going to reach out to agents. They're going to reach out to different people, figure out who the best personnel fit first and foremost, right? But the best culture fit is for their scheme, for their organization, for their brand. And just about anybody in the NFL is going to be thrilled to get Derek Hall. I don't think that you would disagree with that at all.
I would not. I will say about the NFL draft, the order just got finalized.
Right.
So
it now we have a clear vision, right? The order was finalized on Sunday. That's where we're at. And I think that it's a little bit of putting me in a silly, goofy mood if I'm going to sit here and tell you that I think Derek Hall is a third round guy. I don't know that he's a lock for a first round, first day guy, but I would be very, very surprised if he wasn't in the top 40 to 42 picks taken off the board. I'd really be surprised if he wasn't in the top 40. And I'm very curious to get your thoughts here before we kind of transition into a similar situation with the guy that's rising stock, like we talked about. There's still a lot of room for Derek Hall to, I guess, silence the naysayers, even though I don't know what else he's supposed to do other than compete at a very high level in the most competitive conference. But there's still a lot of room, right? A lot of time.
Oh, yes. If you still have the entire interview period that's going to go on from now until after the pro day, really, you're going to have all this time to talk to the scouts and whatnot. I'm trying to pull up the 2022 NFL draft because I'm trying to pick how we were all surprised that Rodney McCreary didn't go in the first round, but then was taken very early in the second round. So I'm trying to find that. But when you look at it, he's already a pretty good prospect. And by pretty good, I mean he's a really good prospect.
Right. Sure.
And he's a great interview. So the teams are going to love him for that alone.
Sure.
And the fact that so Roger McCreary went third overall in the second round.
Right.
And I don't know what corner he was. He was like cornerback one for the longest time, but then he kind of fell a little bit for some reason. But
late in the game, too.
Yeah, but now he's the best corner for the Tennessee Titans. So, right. So I think that just having him here, like I said, again, it's like a safe bet. Like, he's going to go late first, early second, or just late first, second round. Like, I don't think he's going to be past that. I'd be shocked.
Right.
And I just see it as maybe he just thinks he has room to grow. And I guess his pro day and his combine are really going to show that. And show that he has grown into to Jed Reuter's eyes and maybe wake him up to the fact that, you know, this is not an outside linebacker three. This is not your outside linebacker five or your edge rusher four.
This could be your two guy, your one guy, two guy, one in year and several years down the road. This can be your
all
two
I guys. Can say about this NFL draft is I love Derek Hall, but if my team needed an edge rusher and Derek Hall and Will Anderson were on the board, I'd probably just take Will Anderson.
Well, yeah.
But if not, and I really needed that edge rusher, Derek Hall right there, I'll take him.
Can't say I disagree. And I don't necessarily love the Raiders fit, but I don't want to get into that too much because this is just – it's just a mock that I don't think is even remotely close to something that could seriously be the case for Derek Hall. Let's talk a minute about Owen Papo. So this guy is also listed – in Chad Reuter's mock draft in the third round, coming not far after Derek, I guess 27 picks later, but still same round, 97th overall to the Washington Commanders. That's an interesting one. Now, this is that actually scheme-wise, that fits to me. That actually makes a lot of sense. I've talked about it a lot. You've talked about it a lot. Zach Blackerby has talked about it a lot. I think that Owen Papo's probably not going to play linebacker in the NFL. I think that they're probably going to try to slide him to the outside. He's a nickel is what he is.
Yes.
But he's so freakishly athletic. Someone's going to be very excited to get their hands on him, be able to coach this guy. How surprised are you to see that despite not playing in the Senior Bowl, and like you said, I don't think it hurts you. I think it can only really help you, barring an absolute, I guess, meltdown, right? But how surprised are you to see kind of a surgence in Owen Papo's stock? People starting to kind of get some traction. We knew he was going to the league. There's no question that he's getting drafted. But people are kind of a little higher on OP than we may have thought. And you've got the combine and pro day right around the corner. A lot of room for him to impress a lot of people, right?
Yes. So I look at Owen Papo as just like your experiment. He's fast. He's strong. He's undersized for a linebacker, so yeah, I do agree that he's going to be a nickel or he's going to be a safety. And right now, I'm kind of maybe not surprised, maybe a little bit, that he's third round, just because you haven't seen a lot of him from like the Senior Bowl, and you know he's been dealing with injuries for the past 3 or 4 months. But he will be healthy enough for the combine, which I think he's going to have an outstanding combine. I think his ball skills, his speed is really going to be prevalent, and his footwork is outstanding. So I think he has everywhere to go but down in this draft.
Agreed.
And I think someone's going to be very happy that they got a guy like who we've been comparing to Isaiah Simmons for the longest time.
Right.
So I look forward to seeing where his draft stock goes after the combine, and it's going to be worth watching.
Sure. And just a quick little blurb on Owen Papo before we get ready to talk some Auburn basketball, Dylan. OP listed by Auburn and by ESPN at 6'1", 225, out of a lovely town of Grayson, Georgia. Never heard of it. If you haven't, then represent. You said work at the scoop shop with this young man. Great kid. Also, last game of his Auburn career, he picked off Bryce Young. That happened. Don't watch the replay. Don't try to rule it yourself. The play call stood, and that's all that matters. but I'm kind of with you. I think that just his freakish athletic ability, and Zach Blackaby said it today on the Locked On Auburn podcast. Owen Papo is owed an apology by every Auburn coaching staff, in my opinion, because I think he was so criminally misused.
There's a lot of players that could be given an apology for some of the staff that came through.
Well, sure. But you get what I'm saying here.
Yes, I do.
I think that he's one of the guys that suffered the most from just criminal misuse. So that'll be interesting to see where he plugs in when he gets put into an NFL scheme with people that are serious about honing in on his very unique and very desirable skill set. And you know what else is unique and desirable, Dylan?
What's that?
Getting your first deposit up to $100 matched on Prize Picks. That's pretty enticing, isn't it?
That does sound very nice.
This season, the Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks for 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport. That is any sport, Dylan. You can put those in your wagers, predict the over or under for the next game, and win big prizes if they do well. My favorite part about Prize Picks, they have flex options where you can still get paid on winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3, which means that not all of my parlay has to hit. That's my kind of gambling, folks. And you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. Best of all, use promo code Auburn. That's AUBURN to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code Auburn, AUBURN, for double your first deposit. This college basketball season, NBA season, et cetera, win some money with Prize Picks and the Auburn Daily. Use promo code Auburn. So, Dylan?
I will say, before we get to the basketball side of things, I want to mention two things about the football side.
Sure.
So, I just went to the Derek Hall's draft and combine preview on the NFL.com, and his pro comparison is Carl Lawson. Which I think a lot of people are going to find fun because if you didn't know, Carl Lawson was a very, very, very good edge rusher for the Auburn Tigers. Right. So great comparison there. And another thing I want to question is Chad Reuter did 3 rounds for this NFL mock draft, and yet Owen Papo was in it, and he was the second Tiger off the board, which I find a little surprising because my second Tiger I think is going to be off the board is Colby Wooten.
Yeah, agreed.
So. I'm confused as to where in the world Colby Wooten is going in this guy's mock draft. And if he's going after the 3rd round, I'm in disbelief.
I would agree with you. So you take it with a grain of salt, right? But it was worth talking about because this is some trending stuff that we need to keep our eyes on. And the Auburn fans are definitely keeping their eyes on. Something to look for going forward. Something else to look forward. I'm going to use this as a pivot here, Dylan. Auburn basketball felt like they got right last night. So if you didn't watch the game, I'm sorry if you're an Auburn fan because this is the most complete game, first 40-minute game I've seen Auburn play where the entirety, it felt like it never took its foot off the gas pedal. And Dylan, we finally saw Auburn step on a team's throat, put its foot on the gas, and not look backwards. They went 89-56 over Missouri. And Missouri, more than likely, an NCAA tournament team this year. And a large part of this, I mean, Jani Broome, we know he's a monster. He dropped 20 despite being banged up and not playing the last 8 minutes. I mean, there's that. Hello, Katie Johnson, and welcome back to the land of the living. This is something that we've been monitoring both here on the Auburn Daily and on the College Loop podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. We've talked about it, I feel like, for 7 episodes straight now. You're watching Katie Johnson, and you're wondering, Dylan, is he back to a form that could make Auburn a dangerous team? On Wednesday, I think he did that. So, what's most impressive to you? Was it the only missing one from beyond the arc? I guess you count the half court shot. That's a little bit of BS. But going, really, for all intents and purposes, 4 or 5 from the 3-point line, because one of them was a half court heave. You can't count. 4 or 5 from the line. Was it dropping 15 points? Was it him having good shot selection? Where is your mind right now? Because there's a lot of places mine's at.
Looking at the box score, of course. My mind went straight to Wendell Green Jr. only having 5 points and Auburn winning by 33 points.
Yeah.
So that's wild. But yeah, Katie Johnson played a great game. 15 points from him is unbelievable. And I don't want to say it, but because we said it a lot during the Georgia game that we could use as a building block, but this is a pretty dang good performance to have after the last 6 games.
Sure.
So, and of course, you got to shout out Leor Berman putting up.
Yeah, 8 points, man.
2 of 2 from the 3-point line. The Vanilla Bryce for Leor Berman
is reincarnate. Yes, for sure. Leor Berman, his defense has gotten so much better. That's just a fun little side plot for me. I wanted to talk about for a second. You mentioned Wendell Green Jr. only dropping 5 points and Auburn still winning by 33 in an SEC game, ladies and gentlemen. That is bonkers. Wendell Green Jr. got outscored by Zepp Jasper. Zepp Jasper dropped 6 points. Katie Johnson, 15 points. Trey Donaldson came in. He only had 2, but he had a very physical opportunity to get to the rim. Didn't get himself to the stripe as much as I'm sure Bruce Pearl wants him to. He's starting to look more confident with the ball. The guards seem to be kind of meshing a little bit. Even in the Alabama game, Dylan. You take away that last 2 minutes of that Alabama game, Auburn is right there. And these guards have looked better. Most importantly, I keep saying the buzzword of Katie Johnson. This could be the piece that Auburn needs if they're going to get their, I guess, to get their crap together coming down the stretch, right? You've got this game to build off of, and you don't have the opportunity like you did against Georgia to go on a little skid. You can't. You've got Vanderbilt coming up. You've got Ole Miss coming up. You've got a couple of games where if you go up to Nashville and you run Vanderbilt out the gym, and I'll call it a 12-point road victory, run them out the gym. If you go up to Nashville and you beat a very red-hot Vanderbilt, nobody's playing basketball better than Vanderbilt right now, by the way. Vanderbilt's playing basketball as good as anybody, as well as anybody right now. If you go up in Nashville and you take care of business there, your net's starting to track up, you're tracking back in the positive direction. More than likely, if you win these next 2, you've solidified your spot for the NCAA tournament. I know that there's some work to be done down the stretch, and you want to go ahead and get going and get hot at the right time. But right now, you got to get to the dance. And Dylan, I think this team's close.
Yeah, and another thing you want to look at is the fact that Auburn won by 33 points. Where did those 33 points come from? The bench. The bench put up 33 points. Dylan Cardwell put up 8 points and 10 rebounds.
Dylan Cardwell dribbled the ball.
Dylan Cardwell played well.
Whoa.
And you're sitting there looking like, is this team going to start getting hot? There's only one game. I don't think we should pump the brakes a little bit.
No, I'm going to sunshine pump. I'm sunshine pumping.
So you're playing a dangerous game for an Auburn Athletics fan. If I'm going to sunshine pump, I'm going to pump after we beat Vanderbilt by a substantial margin.
I think Auburn, this was one of those clear moments where BP, as he preached it all week to the media leading up to the Missouri game. Look, it's a must win. It's simple as that. Every game you play is a must win, right? But this one is a must win. They've got 2 more of those. They've got Vanderbilt and Ole Miss in that order. Like we mentioned, if you come in with this same mentality and you keep building off this, man, you can't rule out any games for the rest of the season. Sure, you're probably going to go into Coleman Coliseum and lose that game. If you lose it close, great. Actually, that's great. If you take care of business against Tennessee at home, I wouldn't want to play this Auburn team in the NCAA tournament.
And you don't want to play them to the SEC tournament.
No, absolutely not. The only team that shouldn't be afraid of Auburn is Texas A&M, more than likely. And you start to think to yourself here, Dylan, the pieces are kind of doing what we said they need to do. Did Auburn need to get knocked around? Maybe if they can go on a little run here and finish the season shooting pretty well, even if you don't win out, which probably won't, but you go up, maybe you go get a win at Rupp Arena against UK. Or maybe you take care of business at home, like I said, against Tennessee. Maybe you make it close. Maybe you slip up and beat Alabama. I don't think you went out. But this team has the makings right now where it's almost like that was a wake-up call. That stretch they just went down. If they can show me something positive again on Saturday, I'm ready to say that they may be one of the more dangerous teams going into March.
Well, you need Bruce Pearl to tell them every game is a must-win. From now on, every game is a must-win game.
Sure. Whatever. Whatever you got to do.
And I think the game against Vanderbilt is probably one of the more important games to start off a stretch.
Sure.
Is because you have to prove that you can win these away games.
Right.
And let's not forget that the SEC tournament is going to – is it in the same arena? Is it the same Vanderbilt arena?
No. No, it's they play that game at Bridgestone where the Preds are playing, which could also be a hockey arena. That's your little fun pun.
Yeah,
if you ever want to hear a fun story like that.
Good Lord.
But no, you're not incorrect in terms of you're getting familiar with the crowd that'll be there, except for people travel for SEC. I think the Vanderbilt game should pretty much be an Auburn home game because they sold out of tickets pretty much immediately. And there's a ton of Auburn alum in Nashville. It's one of those, go use that to your advantage, go get that win on the road, and then who knows, man? I mean, I'm not trying to sunshine pump. Yeah, I am sunshine pumping. I don't care. This team has pieces. They show glimpses. If it can all come together in a perfect storm, I think KD Johnson could be that spark in terms of getting the ball rolling. I'm not ready to count Auburn out yet.
I mean, you never want to count Auburn out in general. Just because you know how talented this team is and can be. And I think Daniel Locke from the College Loop podcast, I think he even said it perfectly when this is one of the deepest teams that Bruce Pearl's had at Auburn. And they're maybe starting to figure it out a little bit. KD Johnson is playing as well as he did last season. And I mean, if Dylan Cardwell can put up those meaningful minutes and put up 8 points and 10 rebounds right behind Jani Broome, putting up 20 and 10.
Just stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah,
that's really just the big thing.
I think the big thing about this game is the fact that no one got into foul trouble.
That's big. That's big. Well, Dylan, I've enjoyed this. Thank you for talking hoops with me. Thank you for talking some football with me. I know we're going to be able to do it all over again here in about 6 hours. So 6.5 hours on the College Loop. Dylan, I'll let you go ahead and plug your stuff, plug whatever you want to throw out there, your hot take or cold take, or tell people not to follow you, whatever you want to do. And then I'll wrap it up and get us out of here. What do you say?
All right. Well, you can follow me at Your Boy The Tank on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, it's right there underneath me. If not, if you're listening, it is at YABOI The Tank. You can also catch me on the College Loop podcast every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday on at The College Loop. That is The College Loop. You can also follow us everywhere but MySpace. That is Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, The Works. And with that, Tar.
Right on, man. I appreciate you shouting out the College Loop. I'm Harrison Tarr at By Harrison Tarr on Twitter. You can find all my written work on The Auburn Daily. If you can't find it, I don't know how you found this podcast. Maybe you found us on Spotify, but it's literally just theauburndaily.com. The Auburn Daily on Facebook, YouTube, and on Twitter. Yes, Twitter. No Instagram yet, to my knowledge. Not that Blackerby's filled me in. Like Dylan said, you can hear my voice in other annoying capacities beyond just Wednesdays and Thursdays here on the Auburn Daily. You can hear me on the College Loop every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Got an exciting interview coming up tomorrow with AU Jungle Vice President Michael Floyd. He'll be on the show tomorrow morning, and we've got a really, really exciting guest on Tuesday morning of next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Auburn Daily Show. We'll see you guys same place, same time tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.